Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Matthew Owenby's back. Settle down. I know. I'm excited, too. He's Chief Human Resources Officer and Senior Vice President for Aflac, an organization that I've been telling you about for a long time. I've done a lot of business with Aflac over the years. They're a great company. I know a lot of their people, and they do great work. And he's in charge of their people. He's our good friend. Matthew, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
Good to have you back. So, Matthew, months and months and months now, I've been using the term post-pandemic partially because I actually thought, you know, all those months that we were about to be in the post-pandemic era. I didn't know how long it was going to take. But also because I was hopeful and I was trying to get people to focus forward on the post-pandemic era. Let's quit wallowing in what we got, and let's start imagining and being prepared for what we're going to have. And it looks like we actually are about to enter to transition from mid-pandemic to post-pandemic with all the vaccinations. And so the workplace, which has been sort of disrupted over the last year, is now going to start seeking its own post-pandemic level, right? What's that going to look like?
I think, sadly, the answer is it depends. It depends on how well corporations navigated and small business navigated the last massive operational disruption of our careers at this scale that no one could imagine. You made a good point. I spent the last 428 days imagining the next month things would be better and be over.
Right.
Fortunately now, with the benefit of hindsight and, you know, more than 171 million vaccinations in the U.S., I think you're right. I think we are trending into the post-pandemic world. And what that means for large businesses and small businesses is dependent on how they imagine themselves in the future from a configuration perspective. We've all read and know that large corporations had a great amount of flexibility, unlike our small business owners who make up the vast majority of business in the U.S. just didn't have a lot of that flexibility.
And most of your customers.
And 92% of my customers, which are small businesses, didn't have that flexibility. And, our focus and goal was helping them survive this past year and several months now, so that when we got to the other side of this terrible situation, they could be in a position to rebuild.
One of the things that I think is going to have to be dealt with is there are new influences, there are new forces and factors in this recovery that we've had in the past. And in other words, in my generation, if we'd had something like this in my generation, when our boss said, okay, it's time to come back to work, we would have come back to work. We wouldn't have said, oh, no, we're going to stay home. The younger generations are now, it seems to me, it's come to my attention, Matthew, that the younger generations are pushing back some of them and saying, you know what, I don't want to come back to work. I like it here. What do you think? That's a new force, isn't it?
It is a new force. There's no doubt about it. The constant barrage of information around the disease has sufficiently terrified a great majority of the population, and concerned those that aren't terrified to a level where, you know, they feel though as though the conditions have to be a specific way. The problem with that, obviously, is your view of conditions and my view of conditions can be different. So as business owners and small and large, what we have to ensure is that people trust us. Hopefully that's through past trust, right? So you're going to leverage some of the past trust that people have in you. And you're going to do everything possible to mitigate the safety risks of returning to a work site, no matter how big or small it is.
But even beyond the safety thing, though, Matthew, even beyond that, I mean, I think people are – they like working in their pajamas. And they don't like – and especially, you know, in a lot of places, the commutes, you know, in flyover America, the commute, the traffic, rush hour traffic is about 20 minutes. But you would take in some of these big cities, it could, you know, it could take 2 hours from your life every day.
That's right. That's right. And I think where businesses can be flexible, we will see that flexibility certainly through the end of 2021. I think you're going to see what is referred to often as the hybrid work model, where there is a large flexibility. Here is the issue, is you have to decide what impact that flexibility is going to have on your culture. You and I know, and you've written books on the matter, frankly, of how important a corporate and business culture is to the long-term success and cohesion of an organization. And you have to be able to decide how the distance and a remote environment affects that. And I think
the sustainability of that culture, right? Because one of the things that when I talked to CEOs over the last year, and they told me how much money they thought they could save in rent by letting their people work from home, my next question to them was, okay, your people left the hive. When you sent them home, they left the hive and they took your culture with them, and they've been doing great. But how do you instill the culture into a new employee who's never been to the hive? How's that going to work over the next 3 to 5 years?
That's right. And virtually, that's very difficult, because what we know from workers and people in general is that they are dramatically impacted by the physical environment around them. Their behaviors change, you know, based upon their physical environments. And at Aflac, the physical environment is important to us. And so we're still wrestling with and deciding what our long-term view is. Going to be flexible throughout probably the rest of the year, just given the conditions that we're continuing to see.
How much of your office are people are back in the office there in Columbus?
About 10%.
Really? Still?
About 10%.
Mm-hmm. Still. And what is your plan?
The vast majority are still...
And what is your plan?
The vast majority are still at home. And our plans are to begin a phase-gated approach with small customer-focused or sales-focused populations towards the middle of July.
Yeah. We'll come back. We'll get some more of this kind of clarity and wisdom from our good friend Matthew Ownby, Senior Vice President of Aflac, in charge of the human resources there. He's got people all over the world he has to deal with, and so he's a great resource for us. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.